Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One last time on this 12th day of Christmas, Merry Christmas. As I said earlier, tomorrow, January 6th, is the day of Epiphany, the day that we remember the coming of the wise men to visit the baby Jesus. And perhaps you've seen this cartoon making its way around the internet lately. The caption reads, "After the three wise men left, the three wiser women arrived. Instead of bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh, they bring more practical, useful gifts, namely diapers, casseroles, and formula." Which is funny, because it's true. Those gifts would definitely have been more practical, more helpful for a young couple with a new baby. The only problem is they would also have missed the point. They would have missed the point. Why did the wise men bring gold and frankincense and myrrh? What was the point of these very impractical gifts? To find the answer to that question, we need to look back to the Old Testament prophets, and the Old Testament prophets had a lot to say about how the Messiah would enter into this world. Remember, going all the way back to Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, when God called Abraham, he said this. He said, "In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." All the families. He repeated this later in Genesis 22 when he said to Abraham, "In your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." In other words, from the beginning of God's plan, his plan was to bring blessing not just to the Israelites, but to all the nations of the earth. Jesus is the fulfillment of that promise. Jesus is that seed of Abraham. And this is demonstrated by the fact that Jesus is being worshipped by these wise men from the east, these Gentiles, these foreigners. Jesus isn't just King of the Jews. Jesus is King of the world. Which is why the day of Epiphany tomorrow is also known as the Gentile Christmas. It's the day when we, who are not Israelites, who are not descendants of Abraham, when we celebrate that Jesus came for us also. So the wise men are fulfilling God's original promise to Abraham, but they're also fulfilling other promises made in the Old Testament. You heard some of them tonight from Isaiah chapter 60. "Arise, shine, for your light has come." And you think of the star that the Magi saw in the east, shining over Israel. Isaiah, when he foresaw this event, he says, "Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." The wise men following the star fulfill this prophecy. And Isaiah goes on to say that the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. These prophecies are being fulfilled as these wise men bring their gifts. If you were a believer in Jesus' day and you were hearing this story, you would not be amazed at how nice these gifts are. The average American today, when they hear about gold and as a gift for a baby, he got gold. Wow, that's a nice gift. But to the New Testament hearer, those first believers, they would have connected that back to Isaiah. And they would have said, gold and frankincense, That's a fulfillment of this prophecy from Isaiah chapter 60. This is the one. And not only do they bring gold and frankincense, but as Isaiah said, there would be praises to the Lord, and this also the wise men did as they fell down and worshiped the king. So yes, these are impractical gifts, but they are also evidence and assurance that Jesus is the one promised of old, the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises, the one who comes to bring peace and salvation, not just to the Jews, but to all nations, to you and to me. From this truth, we arrive at that mystery at the center of Christianity, which is that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for the sins not just of some people, not just of one nation. He died for the sins of the whole world, such that the sins of the whole world are paid for by Jesus on the cross. Now, it's true, there are many in the world who don't believe, and there are many in the world who outright reject that gift, but that doesn't stop the truth that Jesus died for all people, and there is in him that promise, that object of our faith, that anyone, any person is invited to believe and trust in. So, for this baby, diapers and casseroles and formula, as nice as they would have been, that just wouldn't do. Jesus was the grand story of the Bible finally coming to its fulfillment. Jesus is the good news that the Apostle Paul talked about in today's New Testament reading, that not just the Jews, but the Gentiles also are fellow heirs and members of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. That among those who are in Christ, there is no longer any distinction among us before God, between Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Which is why we get to sing Joy to the World. Joy to the world, joy to the whole world. The Lord is come for the whole world. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the verse of the hymn.